mind. This week will be the final week on the topic of bankruptcy. And Ezra Hashem, next week we'll start a series of shiurim for the accountant on the topic of how to do an accounting to give you a meister appropriately. So we'll do that for a few weeks. I'm going to do it a later time. Yes, he wanted to do, I figured we'll do an easier subject first. Then we'll go, when it's not the deal, we'll start working on today a bit. But then we'll get back. And he also said, he asked me when the Dafyoni gets the Yerusha, we can do a few shiurim on writing will. So we'll do that too. So, in any event, just to summarize, the last shiur we had a discussion regarding the subject of Minik HaSeichel, and we had a few possible explanations why we showed that many places can hold that Minik HaSeichel prevails when it comes to bankruptcy. We had others that said that Minik HaSeichel is not negative for different reasons when it came to bankruptcy. Either we learned because they felt that the bankruptcies were in fear, or the we had a few other cheshbonos which we discussed in the last week's shiur. Now, just to summarize the topic of bankruptcy, halacha l'maisa, I would like today to go through the negei de geshuvas written in the last 50 years. But I just want you to note before we start the shiur that these shuvas were written in different countries, and every country has different laws. So for example, there's a shuva from the Tzel HaChachma, who's the Debatina's brother, which is written in Australia. And there's a shuva from Rav Reich, which is written for Switzerland. And there's a shuva from Diane White, which is written for Eretz Yisrael and for England. So obviously there are going to be different laws based on the country the shuva is written in. Now, Lamaisa, a person files for bankruptcy, and it was a corporation. And after the corporation went bankrupt, a few years later, the person makes money. And now the Teveya says, okay, now you have money. I want you to go and pay me now the money that you actually owe me. So they go to Bezdin. And now the question is, let's set aside for a few moments the concept of Minik HaSeichel, which we discussed last week. But now the question is going to be, can you say that that once the person agreed to the bankruptcy settlement, that he has no right to go back into Beis Din and be tevea the money? Why? Because there was possibly a pshura, there was possibly a mechila, there was possibly a kinyan. So let's go through these halachas. Right. So it's out tonight. So you mentioned that last week, when it came to Minik HaSeichel, so Minik HaSeichel probably will be negated for a corporation, and the fraud by corporation, like you're saying now, is an added tonight that you're only going to accept from the get paid from the corporation. So, El Hanami, by a corporation, you probably would say a bankruptcy. But when it comes to personal bankruptcy, you don't have that tzvura. So take a look at what the Mechab and the Ramut tell us, the halucha regarding pshura. On page number 3, the Mechab says as follows. The top mechabit, the shechnoch, and the remote sifid base. Afal pishen esrasi habalidinim b'pshura. Even though you have balidinim that agreed to make a pshura, they made a settlement, the bezdin and bezdin, and they both said, okay, this is our agreement. Look to mechabit, afal pishen yichoyen lachsa behem. One of them can say, I back out, I don't honor the pshura that we both agreed to make. Called mancha lekuni miyudam. As long as no kinyan was actually made. Why? The pshura tzrich a kinyan, because pshura needs a kinyan. Afilu b'shloisha, afilu kulim yudam. The Mechaber's ruling is that even when two people make a settlement, they agree to certain terms, if they don't make an actual pshura, they do not afterwards have to honor the pshura. That is the shita of the Mechaber. Now if you skip down on this page and take a look, not the next Marmukim, but the one below, the Mechaber in Sifchef, the Mechaber tells us that Mechila ain't Surah Kinyan. When it comes to a Pshura, you need to make a Kinyan between the two parties that the Mechila should be Chal. But when it comes to a Pshura, but when it comes to Mechila, when one party forgives the other party, so then you do not need to make a Kinyan. So the obvious question is, why is it that by Mechila, you say to the person, you owe me $1,000, Ich bin Michael, you don't have to pay me anymore $1,000 you owe me, you do not need to make a Kenyan. But when it comes to a Shura, you have an obligation to make a Kenyan. Why is that? The Halocha. So go back on this page, the second Maramokam, which says, Sma, Tizkus and Tezvov, Yechon Lachs of the Hem, took the Sma, Pirish, Asila Teveya, Dinesiratza, Levata im Hanitzah, Velimchaloi Mixa Tzviyas, even the Teveya, who is willing to be Moichel some of the Tzviyas, in Mechila ain't Tzorch Kenyan. So Pshura Tzviyas a Kenyan, however Mechila does not need a Kenyan. Shani Mechila di Alma, Dine Atzmai im Mitzoynoi Mucheloi. When it comes to a Mechila first makes a decision to be Moichel. So that's considered Mitzoynoi HaTzoyf. It says, I'm Moichel di Choyf that you owe me. Masha'en came in Mechila de Pshura, Zuk the Sma. When it comes to the Mechila of a Pshura of a settlement, the Alpi had a Yunim Moicheloi, since he's Moichel to him, based on the Dayunim, which they spoke to each side and they pushed them to settle, Ichideshalo Yisayin Achakach HaDayunim, since he shouldn't tell me afterwards, HaDayunim Hithiyoi, since the Dayunim fooled me into settling the Gedrehen, Yishamucha Bayakinyim, in the high time, I feel like for Omer Loya Dayunim, in your Hashura, Shemitva Yitin Loi Kach Vakach, but the way Yimchel HaMoysa, I feel Ocha, Tzvich HaKinyin. The bottom line is, the Smaf says, that every time there's a Shura needs to have a Kinyin. And the reason the Shura needs to have a Kinyin is, because the person can always argue afterwards, that I only went and I agreed to the settlement because they pushed me to make the settlement, but the settlement is not something that I'm doing mitzayni hatoy. However, when it comes to mechila, when you say I'm loyal for something that you owe to me, so there, hakel moedim, that a mechila does not need a kinyan. That's the difference between a shura and between a mechila. Now, what happens, and obviously we need to start analyzing, what is going to be the halacha when it comes to a bankruptcy? Is a bankruptcy a shura? A pashtus, that's what a bankruptcy actually is. It's a shura because you're saying, look, you are at risk of not collecting your money, and since you're at risk of not collecting your money, I will therefore give up some of your rights, give an extension, or be merchel some of it, and then you'll collect whatever you have the ability to collect. So the pashtus is not a mechila, the pashtus it is a shura. That's what it is, and you need... Oh, it's a fact. Okay, you're going exactly where I intend to go in the shir. And that's why it's going to be so interesting when you read all the different shuvas, how every country had a different system of bankruptcy. But let me get to that in a couple of moments. That's exactly where I intend to discuss in the shir. But one second. Now, let me tell you what the next question I had is. That's why I brought the next machava, the first machava on page 4. When in the United States of America, or rather I'll say in New York, I don't want to talk about the United States of America, when a person files for bankruptcy, so the debtor files for bankruptcy, so now all the creditors are sent a letter. And the letter that's sent is that the debtor has filed for bankruptcy, would you like to be a part of the bankruptcy settlement? So there's two things you need to do. First, and this week I sat down with a prime Fortgang, who's a noted bankruptcy attorney, and he explained me many of the details of how it actually works in bankruptcy court. What happens is that you need to file a claim that you're owed money. So that's Aleph. When you file that claim that you're owed money, you go into the bankruptcy proceedings. Now, if you do not file that claim, Aleph, then you forgo your right to collecting any money when the settlement actually happens. That's number one. Afterwards, the judge very often will send to the different parties the right to vote. And he's going to say to them, do you agree to this proposal? Let's say 60 cents on a dollar or 40 cents, whatever the case may be. So now, there, you're not mechuyef to vote. If you don't vote, so what will happen is, whatever the judge will rule or whatever the majority of the creditors will agree to, you will be obligated to do the same. But there's two things I want you to hear. Firstly, you need to file. When you filed in Halucha, what did you do? That's question number one. What's that? Well, you need to claim. Right, you need to file a claim. If you don't file a claim, you will not get anything from the settlement. That's Aleph. Secondly, you have the option of voting. If you voted, did you make a kinyan or not by voting? That's going to be question number two. Thirdly, in the United States of America, once the unlike will see us in Europe and in Australia, there, at the end, the parties signed that they agreed to the settlement. So there was a further kinyan, there's a shtar, that they agreed to the settlement. In the United States of America, that's not how it works. Here, once the judge rules that that is the agreement, so that becomes the halucha, and that becomes the settlement. So all you do is the first two steps. You file, and you vote. That's all you have the ability to do here in our Medina. So I want you to read first. You don't file, then when the distribution is done on the settlement, you get zero. Correct. I don't know. Again, if you can sue outside of the regular bank proceedings, I'm not familiar with the answer to that question, but the Derech Klal, this is the way I understand that it works. Now take a look at the... So the passage, the filing means nothing. I agree. Logically, the filing means nothing. When you voted, was that an Kenyan? That's the question that I had. So I want you to take a look at page number 4. Page number 4, there's another Mechava. Shur beloy Kenyan. The kibul hanitzvah gzerutzam. Ve'us a shtar. And you made a shtar. Hem belushun haidua. Hem belushun chiyiv. Sign the lushun of a haidua. Sign the lushun of a chiyiv. Ein yuchal lasa boy. So the Mechava goes a notch down. The Mechava says that by a Shura, you do not need to make a real bona fide king that you usually need in the Torah, but rather you need to make some sort of a Hoidua or some sort of a Shtar. I went into Rabbi Elsie Erev Shabbos and I asked him this specific question. In a bankruptcy, if a person was to go and vote, is the vote considered a Hoidua Shtar? And Rabbi Elsie's response to me was, yes, absolutely. Legaba this halucha of Shura, it would be enough of a Kenyan to say that he actually went and he made a Kenyan. So now, the Pashtis, since Shura is a Kenyan, and they're going to come afterwards to Bezin and say, we went and we made a Kenyan, so the halucha will be that it will depend. If the person actually went and he voted, so then the holiday is. Not the holidays. I say, if he voted, then the Pashtis, he lost his rights. I don't want to say the holidays yet. If, on the other hand, he did not vote, so that all he did was file the claim, so then the Pashtis, he never made a Kenyan. He receives whatever he gets. The claim says the full amount. The claim says the full amount, right. He's not going to get anything. Correct. But we're going to have to deal with is what happens when he went and he voted. So can you say that there was sort of a sure ba'oinus? That's going to be the next question, even though there's a Kenyan. Right. Okay, Yish was the first year. The Pashas will go like the Pashas that say that Nechoyv is no Yish, like the Rabbina said, because he didn't really give up, like the Ramut said. So let's set aside the Indian of Yish. So the next question we need to discuss is, and what is the story regarding Mesiris Baidua? Which means, if a person comes over to me and says, I owe you $1,000, unless you accept $500, I'm never going to pay you the $1,000. But you need to sign for me that when you accept the 500, you're meichel that I don't need to pay you the full 1,000. So what do in such a case? I quickly call over two Adem, and I say to these two Adem, listen, I have no choice, I'm coerced, I'm forced, I need to sign this document. And the reason why I'm signing this document, because if I don't sign this document, I'm never going to collect the 500. So what I'm doing is, I'm being meichel my doer to these two Adem, that I'm only doing this, I'm only giving this money on the smach that one day I will be chayv and be sedeya the rest of my money. That concept is called mesiris maidur. So which raises another question. Can we say that when it comes to a bankruptcy and the person actually made a kinyan, let's say he voted, he only voted because at this point, let me get whatever I can get. But in the future, what I'm going to do is I intend to be sedeya more. This question is called mesiris maidur. So I want you to read the next machava. There are three cases when it comes to Mesiris Maidur. There's a case of Mecher, there's a case of Matzuna, there's a case of Shura. And in each case, there is a different halacha. Let's take a look on page number 4, the Mechava, Simen Reish Hei. The second piece in the Mechava, he says as follows. Mishan Tzio, if they forced the person, Ad Shemuchar, until he sold an item, but look at the Mea Mechach, and after the item was sold, he went and he got paid for it. I feel it clear, even if they forced him, Ashamachai, Nemkure Nemka. So the halacha is, by Mechira, if a person was forced into making a mechila. So the halacha is tliya v'zubin. It is considered a mechira. And as the Sma explains, if you take a look at the Sma at the bottom of the page, that even though he didn't want to do it, since at the end he received his money, right? Agav oitze v'zizze guma v'hikna. Because two things happen. Aleph, who is an oinis, but on the other hand, he gets paid. So since it's an oinis, and since he gets paid, so we assume that the kinyan is a appropriate kinyan. That's the fact of the Mechaba. The Mechaba says that the only way to get out of it is, if you read Leficha, read the end of the Mechaba after the removal, in Musa Maidur, if he wants a kinyan that's not Michal, he needs to be Musa Maidur. Before the sale, Bowman needs to say, the Shnei Edim, the two Edim, the E, I want you to know, Shazesh Ani Moichachet at Ploini, a Suda Ploini La Ploini, this sale that I'm about to make, Mitznei Oinis, is only because I'm being forced, and I have Mecha Butel. And the end, the Mechaba says, that you need to have two halochas. Aleph, the Edim, need to be makir the Oinis, they need to be familiar with what the Oinis actually is. Secondly, it needs to be in writing. And if the Edom are not familiar why he's being, that what the issue is and what he's being forced about, and if it's not done in writing, looked into the Mechaba, that is not considered a appropriate Mesiris Maidur. Now this halacha applies regarding to Mecha. I'm sorry, go ahead. Give me a few moments, I'll show you how the modern day Shugas deal with this Mechaba. I'm going to get to that in a couple of moments. What's that? At the end. B'chol medur she'ein kisiva bo, uni ha'edim yadami, she'plemi... What's that? But it's sikhim ha'edim leide she'imoichem, b'chol medur she'ein kisiva bo, she'unet, v'adai, lo'y she'is mechiyatir, b'chol medur she'ein kisiva bo, the last line of the Mechaba, uni ha'edim yadami, she'plemi ze'unet, ha'yini, right? Ein ha'medur. So I think the Mechaba is saying it should be written, but you're saying not, I'll look into it later to see if Mesiris Maidur needs to be written or not. But one thing is clear, you need to have a Mesiris Maidur, and you need to have that they are makir the oinus. Now go to page 5, and let's take a look, what would be the halacha when it came to Mechira, or when it came to Shura? And then let's see what the Achronim say on all of these questions. Look to Mechaba in base, page number 5 on the top. B'medvur, Mamirim, when is this halacha? B'mecher, only by a sale. As the Sma explained before, because this agav ziza, v'oinsa, the two together, is getting paid. Avo v'matona, but by a matona, I'm being forced to give somebody a present. So since I'm not receiving anything in return, right? Oy mechila, or by mechila, where again, I'm being moichel, but I'm not receiving anything in return, because as the Sma said, if I got something in return, that would be considered shura, not mechila. So ein tzrichen lahakir oinsoi. So then the edim do not need to be familiar with the oinus. Now take a look at the next mechaba, and we'll see what is the halacha by shura. Look the mechaba in Siv Gimel. Shura, an actual shura, dina its halacha is kemecher, like a mecher. Why is a shura like a mecher? Because a shura thinks what's happening is I am. We see in Chila Dina Kimatona. Read the Sma. Why the Pshura like a Mecha? The Sma below is Tiftet. The whole Pshura, every Pshura comes, Ibu Al Yidei Tana Tateveya. Every Pshura comes because of the Tana of the Teveya. She'oima She'ein Loikach Lekach Vanitza Toyen She'ein Loikhaev Loiklim Nimsa Sapshura Nashanasus Beneyem She'kol Echod. Since each one is giving up a bit, this one is giving a bit, and this one is giving a bit, this one is being moichel, this one is giving it, giving back, is considered like a mechira, right? Okay, so therefore, what are you saying? The shura should be like, the shura of a bankruptcy should not be like a mecher, but rather should be like a matana. Well, no, it's worse than a matana. One second. What's shot in a matana? A matana doesn't need a real mysterious maidor. why does the matana not need a mitzvah smaydo? Because I'm just giving in. Okay, now, but in bankruptcy, what will happen is that if I don't give in, what am I going to get? Nothing. So in a way, I'm being forced. So you can't really say it's... So it's like neither. So that's why I want to show the later shulis how they actually do it. I just wanted to first show the two students of matuna and mechila, shura, versus mecha. And in Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be that shura and mecha is one, matuna and mechila is another. We have a mysterious medua. And now let's take a look. Halucha lemaisa, how it actually applies. So take a look. The first tshuva is an earlier tshuva. And the tshuvas that address this subject, all the modern-day tshuvas, are all dealing with these two tshuvas in the Maram Lublin. Take a look at the next tshuva, Shaluch of Gimel. Page number 5 on the bottom, in Shaluch of Gimel. He says as follows. Riven hoyer le shtachoyf al Shimon. Riven has a shtachoyf al Shimon. But the hoyer Riven yuchel loisi et shaloi mitachat yad Shimon. Machmatei de Siba, he didn't have the ability to collect his money. So Yuchel Riven Lehevi, as Shimon Ledin, he couldn't bring him to Din. Ashehitzlech Lispashe Ima, he had no choice, he had to make a pshura with him. Belivchot Loi Mehachoy, and to be poiched from the Choy. Ve'alzen Lusen Loi Petirin, therefore he gave him Petirin, Shemuchel Loi Kol Hatsviyas. Remember, it says the word Muchel, part of it means Shura, but he had no choice. The term means he let him off the hook, and he, a settlement. Doesn't say exactly what the settlement was, but later he's going to come to Bez, and he says that he does not want to honor the settlement that he made with him. And what did he even do? He even went, and he was Maisamaydua beforehand, let's say Shnei Edim, and she Michichlis Pasha and Shimon. He has no choice. The only reason he's being Pasha was because or else he'll never collect his money. But after Toyin Shimon, now Shimon Thomas, Shemesis Tamedua in a clin. Why? Now, this is exactly the discussion we just had. Because the Aden were not familiar on what was coerced, right? They were not marked here specifically in the oilis. In other words, this is going into the discussion we just had between Mecha and between Shura, right? The Mecha, Shura, Mechila, Matula, what is it? The Gam, Bittu Bishtar, Bittidim Kalamedus, but it costs your person the Shura, the Paisim, right? The Pshur is like Mechira. Either Mechira, the Oynis, Shichelahake, the Oynsoy, by Mechira, the Oynis, right? Because since he's getting something in return, he's getting something in exchange, you need to be marked the Oynis. Zuk the Maram Lublin. So what is the bankruptcy compared? So again, this is a bankruptcy without court. This is a settlement they made on their own. The next step after this Maram Lublin, we'll start to discuss, and what is the Aluch when the courts were involved. But let's first see the simple chief of the Maram Lublin. Nirul Ani is Dati. The Hapshura Hazois ain't a Kemecha. This is your argument. This Shura is not like Mecha. Why? The Dafke in Tuva Echad Lechavei Ludin, the Inyan Sheyesh Luche Sheyasra Teveya Kol Tfiyo Yisav, that's the when you go to Din and you have a concern that if I don't settle, I'm going to lose my money. Or Sheyesh Luchesh Shehanitva Yitztarech Lechavei Kol Tfiyo Yisav, Ve'achakach Nispashi Beneyem, that shura where you feel that you have a risk to lose, that's like a mecha, because when you're accepting the shura, you're receiving something in exchange. And therefore, if you want to be mevatel of that shura, you need to have all the halachas of Mesiris Maidura, with Edim and Beshuri Maka Oimsai. Vimon Siyach and Espasha, Imusa Maidura, or Surah, you need all of those halachas we learned in the Mechaba, that the Edim has to be the Tamamai, as Maram will be explained. What's the reason the Gaba Mechira Ba'oinis, the Hava Mechira, in Loy Musa Maidur, the Yadir Ba'oinsoi, we should act like it's not told us, the Agab Ziza, Gumini Makin Lay, the Leslie Tseza. If he's not losing anything, he's getting paid, it's full exchange. The Yuv Lay called Gumini Mikhoi, Hokanami Hokha Yuv Lay called Gumini Shavioi, Shein Tsriyut, Shuva Yoisa. Avo, the Maram Lublin. It's extremely important to hear these words because this already becomes negeya for all of our discussions. In the Indian, if the bankruptcy is in a situation, I'm not going to lose my money. It will just take me longer to collect. Ella, mitzvah choyvoy. That already is considered like mechilo, because you didn't have a real oinus. So listen to what Maharam is doing this past saying. When you really force, because you feel if you don't do this, you're never going to collect your money, then what is the aloha? Then that sure is considered like a mecher. And if a kinyan was made, in order to be mevatel that kinyan, you need to have a real mesiris madur. But if on the other hand, you did it, you did something how, the tani hatoiv, you on your own decided to be moichel, even though you really weren't pushed up against the wall, that if you don't settle, you're going to have a problem, then the halacha is going to be that shura is considered like mechila, and once you did a mechila, even if there is no kinyan, it's possibly mahani, and if you did a mesiris medua, you do not have to have all of those halachas, the most medua of shura, to them it's considered like a mesiris medua and matona, and the eidim do not have to be maka the oinus. So I'll just take a look at the next shiva, page number 6. There's another shiva, one more shiva from Maram Lublin, and he also speaks about a settlement, but this settlement was not the same. He says, shura kezi shenatis melutin hatsoy shalom alva, belishim hechech klau, nir ve'eni sheyesh lehem dim mechila, of sure that you weren't really pushed into, he goes here a step further, is like a mechila, and you don't even need to have a kinyan on that type of mechila. Now, let's go now, halacha l'maaseh, there's a beautiful tshuva on page 7, which I'll just summarize, because it's from the Avnei Tzedek, from the Sigata, and this tshuva was written in 1885 about a bankruptcy, and he starts to take these tshuvas of Maram Lublin, and he tries to apply them l'maaseh. But just read page 8, at the top of the page. And page 8, the Pisca Yachoshim, Rav Lau just summarizes a few words from that shiva. The top of page 8, he said as follows. If the Shalas the Shivas Avnei Tzedek, and Shalas the Shivas Avnei Tzedek, Lumas, he learns, Midivre from the word, Amaram Lublin, of Amaram Lublin, Le'inyin Poshet Regal, regarding the bankruptcy, Shadinoi Kipshura Bebezdin, Shatri Hekinyin, and it is considered like a Shura, and it needs to have a Kinyin. Why is it considered like a shura that needs to have a kinyan? Because kiva sheyesh chashash sheyafset kol choyvoy. Since you have a concern that you lose all your money in lo yispar sheimoy al mitzutoy, if you're not going to agree to make a settlement, the kolchkin bezmaneni, he says kolchkin in our times, sheim lo yafkim lo haklal ben shar hanoishim, if he doesn't agree to the vote of the rest of the creditors, lefi, he goes a step further. So listen to what he writes. The Avnei Tzedek writes in his soul, that when a bankruptcy took place and you were forced into the bankruptcy, the reason why you were forced is because you had concern you weren't going to collect your money. Therefore, if no kinyan was made, so then the aloha is that you do not have to honor that bankruptcy. That's number one, the first aloha that he writes. And then he brings a shiva from the Mkendin, he says you need to have a kinyan, or fiza afilu beloy medua. He goes a step further. Even if there's no mysterious medua, you halak, so you can back out. Kinyan she'en kan kinyan, because a kinyan never took place. You take a look. He got paid, so he recovered whatever he had the ability to recover. If you take a look, the next shiva on the page, which is the Minchas Yitcha. The Minchas Yitcha is just a very cute shiva, because the case there was that there was a bankruptcy proceeding, and everybody filed for their money, but there was, obviously in England, you didn't have to file for your money in order to collect, unlike in the United States. And there was one person that didn't file. The reason why he didn't file, he wrote, was he was a gemach. And he felt that gemach, so men money, are exempt of bankruptcy rules. That's what he writes in the Introductory Shoyal. And the Zion Weiss writes back to him, he says, it's very interesting to me. He says, there's one thing I don't understand what he's talking about. Why does he imagine that somebody can't go bankrupt on a gemach? That's what he writes back to him in the introduction to his shiva. But then Zion Weiss says as follows. He says, due to the fact that the settlement was made without any agreement of the parties, so he writes, the halacha is that the gemach is not mechuyev to honor the settlement. That's how he starts his shiva. But on the other hand, let's discuss, in the case where the parties went and they voted, so when they went and they voted, as I said before, when they voted, that's like the Machaber tells us, that there is a hidua. So in that case, the Pashtus, there was a very strong stop to say that a Kinyan actually happened. Now, if a person at that point did Mesiris Maidua, then what would be the aloha if a person really went and did Mesiris Maidua? So the Pashtus, I will go into that discussion, is it like a Pshura or is it like a Mecha? And if we say that the Pshura here is different, like the Avnei Tzedek wants to write, that this Pshura is B'Oinis because you have no choice, because if you don't do the Pshura, you're never going to collect your money. So then, it does not have to be a real Mesiris Maidua with all of the halukhas of Mesiris Maidua. Now, I just wanted to discuss another few topics, so I'm not going to have time to go through this, but if you have time, there's a very beautiful, there's two tshuvas, which is page 9, 10, and 11. There's a tshuva written by the Betzela Chochma, who's the Debetina's brother, and then after the Debetina's brother wrote this tshuva, there was a letter written by the Kinyan Torah, who was Rav Horowitz from Eretz Yisrael. He was one of the Rabbonim, he passed away a few years ago from the Bagat. And they had a tremendous disagreement. The actual truth is each one is about 5-10 pages. And all of these subjects we discussed in the last 2-3 weeks, they're totally at odds on what the actual halacha is. It's interesting. What happened there was that somebody sent a shaila to the Betzela Chochma, who was the Debetina's brother, that he had a certain customer that went bankrupt on him. He bought paper. He was a paper salesman. And he says that when in the paper that he sold, he used to sell approximately 10,000 papers in a palace. The person went bankrupt. He got whatever he can get. And now he decided he wants to recover the rest of his money. So he came up with a chokhmah. He says that of every palace of 10,000 papers, if he's missing 200 papers, is he really going to figure out that he's missing 200? He probably will not. So he decided over the next few years, he's going to ship every palace with 9,800 papers on it. And he's going to take, what's that? And that's how he's going to recover his money. That's the shalom that the person sent to the Betzela Chochma. And the Betzela Chochma writes that the settlement is not a settlement, and he goes through the whole discussion we had on Minhag HaSochem, and then he discusses the shalom of Pshura. He brings the shiva from the Avnei Tzedek, that it was a coerced Pshura, so the Pshura is not a Pshura, and kind of, that's the mahalach of the Betzela Chochma. And it's interesting here because it goes a step further. You see, the Mela, when we're talking about the actual funds that are in the bankruptcy, so there, when you're talking about the actual funds that are actually in the bankruptcy, so there is a strong surah to say that you can be tight of those funds. The Betzela Chochma was matter a step further. He was matter that not only is he allowed to recover his funds, he can go actually and be tight of other money in the concept of Uvadim Ishdin Lunashe that's not even involved in that actual bankruptcy. Then the King of Torah writes back to Shiva another 5-6 pages where he disagrees on every single point, and he goes faked. We learned the concept of Satimta, and the concept of Satimta is to make a Roshim on every paper. It's a Kenyan. So he says that when you actually Kalvachoma, if you put on a pallet sold, so that's like a Kenyan Satimta, like you're selling it back to him. And then he writes back the Tzela Chochma in the second Shiva and Chedek Vum that it's absolutely not correct, it's not considered Satimta, and that the Minig doesn't have to be honored in this situation because the word's right, and they go back and forth with each other. So it's very interesting that till pretty much Halucha L'maisa, till in the modern day, there is a tremendous machloket of what the actual halucha is, and by a corporate bankruptcy, we said already very strong student that the bankruptcy should be honored. By a personal bankruptcy, we already said strong student that the bankruptcy, you can very strongly question the bankruptcy of the halucha. If you take a look, I also put a shiva there of the Shiva Sahanhogis. The Shiva Sahanhogis was for Sternbach. And he also brings all of these issues, and he has a new twist. His twist is that it depends. He says, Erech HaNamad is a concept of Minhag HaSochem, but if the bankruptcy is in an ocean where it's not honest, he says there's no Minhag HaSochem to rip off another person. That's what he writes. And he says that if the person figured out a loophole through the bankruptcy that he cannot collect, you know, somebody told me a story that there was a bankruptcy, and at the end of the bankruptcy, the debtor that just went bankrupt approached the clerk. And he said to him, I would like to transfer the transcripts of the proceedings. So he said to him, if you want to write now, of course, you're $300. So he said, yeah, it's okay. So the judge looks at the debtor and he says, you just went bankrupt. So he said, it's okay, I'm going to write out the check for my wife's checkbook, was his response. So you have to realize that very often, especially in a personal bankruptcy, it can be child of Chil Hashem, and on a corporate level, it's not common that you can demavriach the money in a way where the money is not found, because there's a much greater control. But on a smaller bankruptcy of $50,000, he was telling me, Chaim Forkan was telling me, he says, they don't always look that closely. And if they feel, that's what he writes, that the bankruptcy was done through different chokhmahs, you know, like the famous story where the person went bankrupt, and right after he went, there was a tremendous amount of property. So what he did was, he knew that the banks were auctioning the property at a very low value, so what did he do? So he got his wife to buy all the properties back. So you have to realize one thing. He told us that when it comes to Minik HaSachem, if there was a chokhmah made in order to rip off another person, you can't say that that is the concept of Minik HaSachem. But there's one more issue which is very important to address. Again, the Minik HaSachem is, like we said from the Moshe and from the Chasam Sofer, when two people enter into a deal, this is our tnai. It's a tnai that we're going to follow the Minik HaSachem. So if you come up with a certain chokmah to rip off another person, can you clearly say Minik HaSachem lav dafka? And for that reason, it's likely for that reason that I'm showing you the Bitzela Chokmah and others, there are many shivas, and all they're concentrating on is the Kinyonim, is the Ashura, is the Mesirus Meidua, is it an Oilis. They're not even touching that point of Minik HaSachem, which I showed last week that the Mashach and the Mashdam and the Kivayga all said that there should be Minik HaSachem. I'm just trying to explain possibly why Minik HaSachem is not mentioned in every single case. It's real that the Bessina's brother's case, the Bessina Hoffman's case, have another Mala. Because usually when you come to Bezdin, the person will say Kinli, like all of those Tzadkim that we discussed, that it is a Kinyan, or there is Minik HaSachem. Here, he was being typist. So he was being typist the money on his own, so then he didn't have to come on to Kinli, because the money was sitting by him in his pocket. I just want to address one more issue quickly, which I didn't address yet, and that is what happens with the Indian of Dina to Malchisa Dina, which is a very important question. And it's an Arichet. We'll have Shiurim specifically to discuss when we do say Dina to Malchisa Dina, when we don't say Dina to Malchisa Dina. But Reb Moshe and Reb Breish, both of them have Shivas on bankruptcy and Dina to Malchisa, and they have a tremendous machlokes amongst the two of them if it's Negeya or not. If you take a look at page number 14, you'll see there's the shita of the Mechaba and there's the shita of the Remu, and I'll just mention the shita of the Shach. The Mechaba's shita is that Dina the Malchisa Dina is only Megeya when it benefits the Malchus directly. That's the shita of the Mechaba. The Remu's shita is that you say Dina the Malchisa Dina in transactions that are the Toivus HaMedina, which the Medina wants, that they want a certain set of uniform laws, but based on those laws, that's how the Medina is run. A national transaction the Pashas will be excluded from this halacha, very, very, very likely. The Shach Shita is that the only time you say Dina L'Machis Adina is when the Shach said you do not say Dina L'Machis Adina, when the Dina L'Machis is directly connected to the Din Torah. Right? Those are the three shittas. Now, the Mechaba will be a tough sell to say that Dina L'Machis Adina is honored from the Mechaba Shita, because to say that the government directly benefits when a bankruptcy happens is very difficult to argue that Torah. The Shach will be a bit difficult to use too, because the Shach basically is saying you need to honor the concept of bankruptcy, which goes against the concept of Kriyas Balchoy, which is the mitzvah of saying the Torah. So the Shach will be difficult. I'll hefke bez and hefke, right, not the Shach. But they don't have in the regular bankruptcy, you don't have a hefke bez and hefke. So you're saying that there should be an automatic, if the rule is saying there should be an automatic mechila, so that the Shach will be a little bit more difficult. The Remu, it could be argued. The Moshe argues the Remu in Abdina Machis Adina does work. And what's the Moshe's argument? The Moshe says, because bankruptcy is something which is a Tavis HaMedina. And why is bankruptcy the Tavis HaMedina? So there's many, many theories written why there's bankruptcy, in order that people shouldn't go on the welfare system, and people shouldn't become benovim, and people should, it helps the economy, that people don't go bankrupt. But indirectly, the Medina definitely wants that there should be such a concept. So take a look. Rav Moshe, in the page 15 that we have, and he discusses the concept of Bina Machis Bina. He says, read the first paragraph. Be'etzim Dina Machisa, he brings the famous Machloikit, the Demut Shitta, and he says as follows. He says, Deloyamim Dina Machisa Dina, el Abadula Sheyeshpoi Hanua Lamelech. There has to be Hanua Lamelech. Oishi L'Takunus B'nai HaMedina. It's a Takunus for the B'nai HaMedina. That's the Demut Shitta. He says, She'ein Kavun HaSadamu B'chol B'sivchet B'chol Duvam Amish Yiduchik V'loi Mashma Abul Lira the bad act was so was so in dinah machis dinah the whole dover heine mash in nikfa mit din dinah machis the dinah kinyunem the government wants that it should be regulated kinyunem tashlim hal vuas we saying of loan the hanachusim she yichasur la hamalchis she yichalit dinah it will not benefit the malchis if there was chalit dinah if the yidden had one set of laws and the Chinese had a second set of laws it would not benefit the medina would not run well with that type of concept. Why? She has should be different rules than insha la insha between every denomination and each group of people. First thing is going to create a lot of fighting. The So then the Moshe says as follows. He says to skip a few lines. The Major says, where even according to the removal you not say Dina the Machisa Dina, I will be new and shloy shayach there. For example, where is it not negaya? Where does the Medina not hear how we govern our affairs? He's going, the Yerisha Tabasim Haben. Inheritance. So inheritance involves every specific family. So that you want to do your inheritance based on the way the Yidden do inheritance, you didn't hide. That's not our problem. She'ein ze inni Medina kolk Medini kolka. People write their own will based as they want to write it. It does not disturb the running of the commerce of a medina. Personal obligation. You do not honor dina of malchita dina. But Rav Moshe. The details of Ramayish Shiva, we have to go through Dina Malchis Adina, and then Hashem will go through one by one each of these subjects, okay, in its right time. But it's just, Ramayish says one thing, and I just want to talk about bankruptcy. Ramayish says bankruptcy is L'Tayva Samadina. That's what Ramayish writes. Now it's interesting that Ramayish here accepted the Ramu over the Shah. If Hankin writes the Shiva, and if Hankin also accepts the Ramu over the Shah. Now first, if you want to argue Kimi like the Shah, then you can't follow this Ramu. If you take a look at the next page, which is Reb Reish from the Chelkis Yaakov, he argues very strongly just the opposite. It's interesting to note that Reb Reish came from a family of bankers. That's what they did for a living. And he said, what are you talking about? He said, and then what's even more interesting is, again, I don't know, this could have been the theory in Zurich where Reb Reish lived. He said, you say this is a Tavis HaMedina. He says, what kind of Tavis HaMedina is for a person not to pay their chayvus? That's not how Reb Reish addresses this issue. And he says, Bechlal, he says, you don't follow Dina Machisa Dina, something that's illogical. I mean, you read his Shiva, it's a very, very a strong Shiva, and he says, Tenegid and Toya, and he doesn't follow it. Now, I just want to mention one or two more points, which you mentioned before. If we're going to follow Dina de Machisa, or if we're going to follow Minik HaSachim, as many Nachkiminis, for example, sometimes there are non-consensual creditors, that creditor that only got involved because of a tort, or something of that sort. Severe, he never made any kinyonim, he was never involved. If you follow Dina Machisa Dina, he has to honor it. If you don't follow Dina Machisa Dina, and you're looking for kinyonim, or if you're looking for Minik HaSachim, none of that ever happened. Or another case, international bankruptcies like you discussed, that would be an Achmin Al-Aloha. The third case, which would be very interesting, very often the bankruptcy law is constantly changing. So if you learn based on Tanai, based on Minik HaSachim, so when the Tanai was originally made, so the two Tzachim had an agreement based on that law. Now suddenly a new law came out in regarding bankruptcy. So they learn off Tanai, then you got Tzachim, you're not machiv to honor the new law. But on the other hand, if you can argue that at least. If you learn al dina de machitza, so then l'chayr, you should be honoring it. So al kaponim, there are many, many shittas regarding dina de machitza, and when it comes to a corporate bankruptcy, we explain many, many reasons why it should be honored, even though it's still amazing in my focus. When it comes to personal bankruptcy, especially if it's considered fraudulent or if it's unfair, or if you say that they did it in a way where the person didn't intend with the tchila to be meichel, so there's no minikas tochem, it is a stronger mukim to argue that the bankruptcy should not be honored, even though there are many tzedim when it would come to a gentayra, it's very likely that from all of those tzedim somebody will have some tzedim, but then you'll have to go into those other issues of tzedim, and if the person wants to do the right thing, that would be the other question, what would be the halucha l'mata. Then Hashem, the next few weeks, we're going to do a series on mafik sufim, of how a person should arrange to distribute his money for tzedakah, how to do the appropriate accounting.